Ms. Teresa Poston, POSTON 82158, today 73, chief complaint, cough, congestion. Things seems like it's getting worse. Patient is a 64-year-old woman, non-smoker, lives with her husband, has two children. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She does a lot of traveling with her husband, who's in the oil business, period. She used to publish books, but is no longer working, period. She has a colorful past medical history in that she had pulmonary embolus twice, once in 1998, then later, 10 years later, had DVT, had PE, was on Coumadin the first time, now has been switched to Eliquis and has been told she needs to stay on Eliquis for the rest of her life, period. In the paragraph, her mom has antithrombin 3 deficiency. They checked her twice, and they couldn't make up their mind if she had it. Nevertheless, with two pulmonary embolus, it doesn't matter. She's going to be treated the same. Colonoscopy, yes. Mammogram, has not had any for a few years. I ordered one today. Family history. Mom died of pulmonary... Mom died of, she had a history of pulmonary embolus, antithrombin 3 deficiency. Father died of COPD, stroke. There's also a stroke prevalent in her family. Surgery, two kidney stones removed, 1022, and has had C-section and hysterectomy. Medical problems, she's had diabetes, well controlled. It's time for her A1C. Her blood pressure has been elevated. It's a little bit elevated now, but she says in the past she's never been on blood pressure medication. Then allergy, penicillin, Levaquin, C-Clor. Then she didn't get a shot, did she, Doc? Oh, really? Oh, she was allergic to C-Clor. So that's a cephalosporin. But she didn't have any problems. Right, but they're both are cephalosporin. That's kind of tricky. Okay, well, I mean, she did get it, and she's okay. All right, sorry, I'm back. COVID immunization, she hasn't had any because of her issues. Today, she's alert, she's awake, she weighs 214 pounds, has gained some weight, has been told in the past she has a fatty liver, so she needs to have it rechecked today. 214 pounds, 94%, 98, 16, 82, 152 over 77. Patient's blood pressure is going to be checked at home and call us if it remains elevated, systolic. Heart, positive, pulmonary positive, two lungs, few bronchi, coarse bedsounds, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflammatory non-focal skin shows no ash. Lower extremity shows evidence of edema, especially on the left side, neurological non-focal. Assessment number one, recurrent pulmonary embolus. Number two, on Eliquis for the rest of her life. Number three, time to check blood work. Number four, diabetes, blood sugar control. Number five, hyperlipidemia. Number six, check, she did not want to have blood work done since she had A1C, cholesterol, liver function test done earlier. Medical problems, diabetes, surgery, partial hysterectomy, C-section, we already talked about that. History of stroke, sorry. History of stroke, family history of stroke. Because of that, we looked at her carotid. They were within normal limits. Because of leg pain and arm pain, we looked for more DVT. Even though she's on Eliquis, none was found. Next time, she does have what looks like incompetent valves, especially on the left hand, left side, left leg. That's why they're somewhat dilated, and that's why she has the edema. Next one is bronchitis. Next one is rocephinogram. Has had injections with rocephin before. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose back. Next one is a history of antithrombin 3 deficiency, possibly. Next one is family history of stroke. Next one is carotid. Shows no evidence of stenosis. Next one is leg pain and arm pain. Multifactorial, not related to DVT. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is muscle lose weight. Next one is checked blood pressure. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck related to patient's current infection. Next one is vertigo related to her infection. And also because of family history of stroke, we ruled out severe carotid stenosis. None was found. Thank you.